And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, chapter 5 in Galatians is one of the great verses for everyone who has found deliverance through Jesus Christ, whether from addiction, sin, illness, or anything else. This is what we call a banner passage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. You and I have been set free from our addictions, sins, illnesses, and anything else. We need to stand firm in that same freedom. And by the way, that can also include freedom from certain people, too, just in case you're wondering. Next, the wisdom of God is in every breath of God, which is in every word of God. Get that? The wisdom of God is in every breath of God, which is in every word of God. The Lord communicates to us that we don't need to get tied up again or entangled again in a yoke of bondage or slavery, not just to the law, but to anything else that has us in bondage. Yes, the context is the law, but the application is broader. And finally, here's the significant passage that many people misinterpret. Uh-oh, they're going to interpret this incorrectly? Yes. It says, for if you're trying to make yourself right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. That does not mean grace is insufficient. What it means is that people have substituted work and human achievement for the righteous achievements of Jesus Christ. Falling away from grace means they started in grace, and then they fell from there and unfortunately moved in to the law.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And so much more. Just so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. And we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us during the show, right now. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call of 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jim and Jacob. All right, now talking to Jim and Jacob, that's like sharing a cheat meal on your diet, the cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person, and I'm not going to say who I did that with. Okay, it was Noelle. Okay. And I'm not going to say what the cheat meal was, but it rhymes with rake, but starts with ST. So anyhow.
Huh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, actually, it was very, very tender, so I got to say. I haven't had one of those in a while. I was like, yeah, that's good. Hello. I forgot about how good that was. And she was able to find him a great deal at her grocery store, which was really good. Just like, okay, I'm game. I'm all for that. If we went to a restaurant, that'd been like 100 and a half. Now for us, it was like 18. Like, okay, good deal. Anyhow, I was pretty happy about that. And that's what it's like talking to Jam and Jacob. It's kind of like a blessing. You're just like, that's a cool little thing. And here's what I want you to catch. Maybe you've got a praise report. The thing that I want to say about praise reports that people tend to forget is that simply in Psalm 40, when God puts your feet upon a rock and a new song in your heart, and then other people hear it, they trust the Lord. So when you share, even though it's got almost nothing to do with you, it's the Lord taking it and making it effective for the hearers to be blessed by it. That's what's so cool. If you've got a prayer request and you're like, this is driving me crazy, let's pray about it. Let's bring it before the Lord. As you know, we're pretty persistent people because we think it's really simple. Listen to this theory. Ready? Listen. Ready? Somebody comes to your door. Now listen. Somebody comes to your door. It's 2 a.m. They're at your door. Ready? Here you go. And you're getting groggy. And you're like, oh my goodness, who is knocking at my door? I've got to stop this right away. And then you get up and answer it. Hello, that's what prayer is. See that? You got to answer it after a while. Push. I thank Eric for this. Pray until something happens. Push. So we'll do a prayer request. We can do that as well. Additionally, we can also and should also do Bible trivia so that we keep the Word of God at the forefront of our hearts and minds. Challenging one a wee bit here. Let's see if you can get this one. Which apostle did Paul meet first? Was it John, Peter, or Luke? Ooh. Which apostle did Paul meet first? He does give you an answer, by the way, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 18. See if you can get that right. The first apostle he met, was it John, Peter, or Luke? Don't forget the Galatians 1:18. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can also send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. There you go. Okay. All right, folks, here we go. All right. Eric just sent something really funny. All right, so here's the bottom line. Bottom line is you get that trivia question and do what you can. Please be praying for the audience. Hello. I need you guys praying for the audience. Hello. And don't forget what I told you. So I went on the site yesterday. I'm going to check with Don. And I want you praying for Don and for Jennifer and Jacob because these guys need prayer. Okay, I mean, everybody needs to be covered in prayer. Spiritual warfare is like everywhere, right? But when I went on, it looks like they updated as of the 6th a new app for KAAM. And so you get there by typing in The Truth Station. I assume that's going to be for both Apple and for Android. So if you need an update, then do an update. Or you can also load our app, all that's on the website, just so that in case you're wondering about that. Just want to make sure everybody gets that. Okay, now to a very personal, important passage for me. You're thinking, why? I don't even know how this teaching is going to go, just so I can be honest. But this was the passage that God gave me once I came across my deliverance. That's why it's significant to me. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. So Christ has really set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again into slavery to the law. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ cannot help you. Now, when you read this passage, you understand the context it has to do with law. But when God delivered me from between 4 and 5 years of massive drug use, of getting high somewhere between 15 and 25 times a day on everything from lousy reefer to just outstanding LSD, just the whole gamut. When he delivered me and I was free, these were one of the first passages I read. Now that I'm free, stay free. And I'm like, whoa. Because the Lord will get us out of many a problem. But sometimes, because we visit the old neighborhood, we tend to try and fire up some of the old things that we need to be aware of and stay distant from. And so when we're talking about understanding that we're supposed to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, stand fast in this freedom, understand that it does has its application, or it does has its context in the law, but it also has its application for every and anything that God has brought you through and set you free in. And here's the thing. Even if you fall back, you're not like, oh, you're lost forever. No, you're not. Get back to the freedom that has already been established in Jesus Christ, and don't believe that the thing that beat you that time will always beat you, because the power that is in you is greater than the power that is in the entire universe except for the kingdom of God. You see, the power of Jesus is in you. And when you got, when that sin or that addiction or that struggle or that illness was broken, it should have showed us that cannot stand against Jesus. And Jesus lives in you by faith. The Holy Spirit is in you, as you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so now you should operate in, I am not in this bondage, because Jesus has set me free. Does that mean you never have an issue with it? No, I don't believe that's true. I mean, it could be for some. I hope so. But for others, they fight back and forth. But the thing is, the victory has been declared. See, we have to stand in the victory. And this isn't just drug addiction. It's not alcohol or cigarettes. It's a 10,000 things. It's living in fear. It's living with high doses of anxiety for nothing. Does that mean you should never use medicine? No, I don't agree with that at all. I think medicine's a gift from God. I think it does put us in a position where we need to stand fast in our faith, though, and believe that the Lord will help us, since he broke it in us once. It should teach us there's nothing that owns us the way the Lord does. See that thing right there? You know that thing that's really hard and difficult and frustrating? And you've been going through it, wait. 5 months, 2 years, 10 years, 15 years, 25 years, 30 years. You know what? Doesn't matter. Because today you can be free. That's what matters. I always find it funny because some people, when they go through their deliverance, everybody thinks every deliverance is instantaneous. I do not find that to be the case of the multiple thousands of Christians I've had the chance to talk to. I find that sometimes when people have been in something for 30 years, it takes a little bit extra time to get them out. Sometimes God does it instantaneously. Sometimes it takes some time. Who cares? The power's been broken. Walk in the freedom wherewith Christ has set you free. And don't be entangled again, because you don't have to be. That's a big part of winning. You don't have to be in bondage. Don't have to be. Get it? All right, the trivia answer. Which apostle did Paul meet first? Was it John, Peter, or Luke? And the answer is Peter. He met Peter first. Galatians chapter 1, verse 18. He tells us that. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, right here on KAAM 770, the True Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The word gospel means good news. Now, that's fun. That's funny in the sense that when people think of God, they always think of judgment and wrath. But the fact of the matter is, God even creating us gives us a sense of understanding that there is a commitment, a love, a connection to us, and that is, get ready, good. That's a good thing. So if you take a look around, right, just take a little look around. If you watch television, listen to the radio, like us, search the internet, get on Facebook, read magazines, the one thing that you're going to notice that there is very little gospel. or good news in the world? You want to know why? One, good news doesn't sell. So let's just be honest, right? If you've been in media for any length of time, you know if it bleeds, it leads. That's the mindset. And it has to do with money. It has to do with power. So that power, that money, that influence, which actually has a demonic origin, but that all is connected towards not good news. Because not good news means that you'll be paying attention because there's so much going on. In fact, there's a fear, a terror, an anxiety, a doubt, even a doom that's within the world. And here's the kicker. If you are personally experiencing these diseases in your life, it's likely that you and I are allowing foul influences of the world to affect us. But Jesus brought a different slant on life. In John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Well, why not as the world gives? Because everything the world gives is a lie. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." When we live our lives more freely from trouble, it means that we're walking more closely with the King of Kings. He wants us to be free from fear and trouble in the worldly sense. So the question is, how is our heart doing? How are we doing on the inside? Are we free or are we in bondages? Because remember, Jesus did come to set the captives free, right? In Psalm 112, verse 7, King David writes, "He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." We need to be free from troubled and fearful hearts. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where Aunt Deb caught it right at the end of that last fill was Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Well, I just taught on. I'm telling you. You got to understand, and Jacob will tell you, every person will tell you, I have nothing to do with the fills. Jennifer just puts them in. They are where they are, where they are. I don't know where they come out. I don't know. Nobody shows me. I don't even want to know. So anyway, because then I have to know more stuff, and that's already too much. How cool is that? Just at the end, just exactly what we just talked about. So somebody, probably more than one person, really needs to listen as we dive into some of this stuff. There's going to be some interesting stuff for people to come across. All right, let's get into our next trivia question. This is a little challenging, but not entirely. If you know the story, from which city was the leper who returned to thank Jesus? Remember, there were the lepers, and then Jesus healed them, and then the one of them came back to thank him. Was that leper from Judea, Galilee, or Samaria? Where was that leper from? And you should know that because of the story involved in it, okay? Luke 17 is where that story is, if you want to look it up. But it will tell you, these lepers, where were they from? The one returned, and Jesus made a very interesting comment about that, actually in chapter 17 of Luke, verse 16. Is it Judea, Galilee, or Samaria? Where did that leper come from? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. Now, to my failure again, I forgot to do DNA last segment. That's right. I'm rolling. Just rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. Ride. Okay. Here we go. DNA. D, so this is our building blocks, what we're supposed to be functioning in every day. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. If you think you've gotten up and you have no problems, you stay away from the Lord, you'll have problems. How's that? You want to just circumvent all that stuff. Spend time with the Lord. Now, I do my devotions in the morning. Doesn't mean I haven't done them at night. I've done them at night, done them in the middle of the day. There's nothing, you know, that anybody has to do a specific. But just spend time. And I mean separated time with the Lord. No influences, no obstructions. You think, well, it's hard to find 10 minutes. Get up 10 minutes earlier. Well, I lose 10 minutes of sleep. And for that, you get to spend 10 minutes with the king of the universe. If the king of the universe knocked on your door, would you get up 10 minutes earlier? Yeah, okay. There you go. Okay. Yes. All right, that's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26, don't be ashamed of me or my words, I'll be ashamed of you at my return. Never, 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 never be ashamed of Jesus. Never be ashamed of his words, ever, ever, ever. Also, he is called the Word of God. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, which means OPM, other people matter, which really is just the nicest way to say love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you love your neighbor that way, other people will love you that way. It's reciprocal, and that's how God designed it. So take other people's lives into your life and find more life. Ooh, that's good. That's a good one right there. Take other people's lives into your life, and then you'll have more life. Yeah, this is practical, too, right? All right, there you go. Okay, so we've got our teaching we got to get into, plus, again, the triv question. What city was the leper who returned to thank Jesus from? What city was he from? Luke 17:16 tells us. And so you have three choices, Judea, Galilee, or Samaria. Any of those three ring a bell? That would be good if you knew that. And if you want to give us a ring, a ringy-dingy, 972-445-0770. Also, you can text 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. So this next portion, we're going into the three portions. And the next portion, this portion is, I think it's fascinating, and I think we should remember it. It's hard to remember, but we need to kind of stay on top of it. So let's just look at verse 2 in Galatians chapter 5. Paul writes this. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ cannot help you. I'll say it again. If you're trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey all the regulations of the whole law of Moses. If you're trying to make yourself right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. Uh-oh. I mean, uh-oh. First of all, I never want to hear, you've been cut off from Christ. That's just bad, okay, right? The big thing is this. People are thinking that they have to do certain things to reach a certain status. And by do things, these are things that we do, that we take on in our power, in our strength, in circumcision. And you should know this, and we've talked about it before. Circumcision is the cutting off of the excessive flesh, which, by the way, for a Christian is a brilliant idea, in the heart. That's why we're supposed to be circumcised in the heart, so that we can cut off the extra flesh that's in the heart. That's pretty solid. There's nothing bizarre there, okay? But what we need to be aware of is us doing stuff. And I want to say this. I want to say it right. I just know I'm not going to, but I'm going to try. Us doing stuff doesn't make us right before the Lord. Because if your life is a white sheet and you have done something wrong, there is a red drop on that sheet. And no matter how many other right things you do, there will always be the red drop on that sheet. And God is only hanging out with perfect sheets, which is why you need the sheet from Jesus. You can't just have yours ignored. You need it to be changed into another. And only Jesus has it done perfectly. So by trying to do things, and don't misunderstand, that doesn't mean that you don't try to live right. It doesn't mean you don't try and walk right. What it means is that those efforts are because you love the Lord, not because you think because of you doing that, he will now accept you. He accepts you in Jesus Christ. You are made free by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. He doesn't unaccept you. He just maintains that acceptance in Christ. And what we do is we think we have to do more. There's just more I have to do. It's just like, you know, it's just like mankind. I need to earn it. I need to deserve it. Here's a really funny question. Ready? A lot of people won't like this, but it's okay. Why? No. Why do you have to earn it? Why? Wait. Why do you have to deserve it? There's only one answer. You know what it is? Pride. Only pride makes you think you have to earn it. Only pride makes you think you need to make it to the point where it's owed you. You know, I was just thinking about this, sharing this with you. So I have kids now. They're 40, 38, well, be 40 in a couple of months, then 38 and 36, 35. Okay, 36. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to keep track. I got a lot of kids and grandkids. Numbers, not my thing. Okay, so anyway, when they were 4, I fed them, right? They didn't deserve it. In other words, they didn't get there going, I've earned this lunch or this bread. They're just hungry. You just feed them. You get that? It's like that's how it should be thought of. It's just like the Lord's just feeding, just taking care of us. And then when you get older, there'd be like a teenage age. Then you go, I don't like this food. Okay, so that just shows you what happens. Okay, so what I'm trying to illustrate is just receive it. Why not receive it? Because of pride? So here's the deal. You have to receive it. Now, here's the funny part. The reason you have to stand in it isn't only because of you. It's also because Satan's right next to you going, you don't deserve this. You need to do more. Paul even equates this teaching to demonic forces, thinking that you can revert to the law to find the justification you found through faith. It's a demonic process. It's not just man. It's man being influenced by Satan, much like in the garden when Satan said, man, if you eat that, you'll be just like God and you'll be just entitled like he will. Equality with God. First big sin in the garden, man, bit on. From what city was the leper who returned to thank Jesus? Was it Judea, Galilee, or Samaria? And the answer is Samaria. Remember, he was a foreigner. Oh, yeah, the foreigner thing. That's right. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you. Because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value, but I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, As people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what that this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're already through 1 hour of 1 hour and 30 minutes. It just doesn't slow down, but that part's good. All right, here we go. Here's your next trivia question. If everybody's feeling pretty good about trivia, here we go. This is a good question. Let's see if you guys can remember this. I'll give you the reference afterwards. Who did Paul's sister's son, or Paul's nephew, who did Paul's sister's son report to? So there was a report that Paul, that they were going to try and attack Paul. It's in the book of Acts, chapter 23. And so they were like, the question is, who did Paul's nephew, his sister's son, report to? Was it the centurion, the commander, or the Jews? The centurion, the commander, or the Jews? Acts 23, looking at verse, I think, 18-ish. Who did Paul's sister's son report to? So remember that story? So he's in there, and they're like, there's a plot against him. And so the nephew tells somebody. Who did he tell? The centurion, the commander, or the Jews? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. It's very simple. Why? We could use some money. That's why. I'll just leave it there. If you can give, awesome. If not, don't worry about it. Still check out the website. There's a lot of cool stuff there. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
I'm hoping that's not your car in the near future. I just want to say that right now.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking, I hope that's not me heading out of here tonight.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, a couple things to tell you, and I want to make sure you get this. So now listen, if you're not sure, okay, you look it up. So you see you got Acts chapter 23. It's verse 18. If you have a different translation, I guess it could be a little different, but I think you guys know it's one of two. You can figure it out. Who did Paul's sister's son report to? Who did the nephew report to? Was it the centurion, the commander, or the Jews? Acts 23:18. That's the question. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can call 214-210-8483. Send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, and it's too late because I'm doing jokes. Okay. That's right. I haven't done these jokes for a while, and they are some good ones. Okay? All right. Ready? All right. You ready for this, Jacob? Okay. Yes and no. We got three pretty good ones, I think. One not great one, three pretty good ones. Ready? All right. Here we go. Shortly after Christmas vacation, Jasmine came home with a bad report card. Her mother asked her, what was the trouble? Jasmine answered, oh, there was no trouble. You know how things are always marked down after the holidays. All right, how about this one? Teacher, what are the Great Plains? Student, the 747, the Concorde, and the F-16.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Okay. But that wasn't that bad, right? That's kind of cute. All right, here we go. Last one. Miss Evans addressed her third grade class after recess. Did anyone lose a dollar on the playground? I did, Miss Evans, said Rob. A dollar bill fell out of my pocket. But Miss Evans says this was four quarters, Rob. Rob said, oh, it must have broken when it hit the ground. That wasn't bad, right? That was pretty good. All right. See, that's what happens when you don't let me do jokes more often. Then they don't get as good, and then they're not as funny.
I actually feel like they got better as they went on.
I know. Isn't that terrible? Okay, yeah. That's terrible. Okay. Good assessment. Okay. Who did Paul's sister's son, or Paul's nephew, report to? The centurion, the commander, or the Jews? The answer is in Acts chapter 23, verse 18. Here you go. I've heard this taught so many times. I love everyone. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. When I teach something and I have a different point of view, I don't hate those other people. I mean, that's just weird. I have a different point of view. That's what you have a different point of view than from when you were 15. Okay, so that's pretty normal. Okay, fine. All right, here we go. Galatians chapter 5. Let's pick it back up at verse, I guess we can pick it up at verse 4. For if you are trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. So then for the church, it's like, see, you can fall away from grace. You can fall away from grace. Now, what they're missing is that what Paul is talking about through the entire letter is that they are substituting. They are substituting grace and faith for works. And what Paul is saying is, you started off in grace. How are you going to finish by law? You've fallen from the grace because you're dropping it in on the law. So in other words, it's like grace, you're standing on a rock, and then now you're not standing on grace anymore. You fell off that rock. So people are like, well, that means salvation. Well, it doesn't mean, and just to be honest, let's say that means salvation and you can't get saved again. Well, first of all, that's ridiculous because the letter is written to Christians at the Church of Galatia. So it's like, that's just wrong. Number two, Paul's telling them, stop it. Stop doing that. Stop trying to be justified by the law. Be justified by faith given to you by grace to the redeeming work that was granted you as a gift. Go back to that. Stop that. You're cutting yourself off from grace. You're falling away from it. Why are you doing that? That's what Paul's saying. So it's a significant passage because it says if you keep trying to make yourself right with God by keeping the law, you've been cut off from Christ. You've fallen from grace. It doesn't mean that grace was insufficient. It means that people have substituted work and human achievement for the righteous achievements of Jesus Christ. Falling away from grace means they started in grace and then fell from there and moved into the law. It's not that they can never be redeemed or these people can't be redeemed. It means they're heading in the wrong direction from the freedom that Jesus gave them. And the reason that we know they can be redeemed is because the letter was written to them in the first place. It's like, no. So what people will do is they'll use that passage without the context, and they'll make all these powerful semi-authoritative statements which are incorrect. Because Paul writes this to the church. And he said, you know what? You're falling away from God's grace. Knock it off. Not you're eternally lost. I'm not writing anymore in the letter. See you in hell. That's not what he says. But in people's minds, they conjure up and they think this is the problem with context. So context has to do with reading a verse, right? You read a verse. And then you read the verses that are before and the verses after. And you keep doing that until you have the whole thing in front of you. And then once you've done that, you compare that to other testimonies in the framework of Scripture, because that still keeps it in context to the rest of Scripture. That's how you read. So you never just read one thing and go, ho, and then you jump off to the moon on a new theology. Now, if you read something that's really cool about the Lord talking to people and stuff like that, that's cool. You should be encouraged that God talks to people, but you don't develop an entire theology on a portion of a verse. That's absurd. The best commentator on the Word of God is the Word of God. And never forget that. So in this case, he's telling them, look, you guys, you're trying to make yourself right with God, which, by the way, trying, that sounds great, but they're not going to do it. By keeping the law, you're cutting yourself off from Christ. I mean, you're just off, you're falling off this whole thing. You've left what you started in. That is the entire purpose of the epistle, to tell them you can't start off in faith, receiving the gift of God given by grace, and then turn it around and try and operate in the law and think that's going to work. It ain't going to work. That is why Galatians exists. That is why the 95 theses were tacked on the wall. Because it's like, look, this is by grace, received through faith, given as a gift. The minute you think you're deserving it and you earn it, you no longer understand who God is in the process. Uh-oh. Just think of that. You're losing your understanding of God. And then Paul says this in verse 5, but we live by the Spirit. Listen, but we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive everything promised, because it's all based on the promise, because you can't earn the promise. You can simply wait upon the promise. And we're supposed to, by the way, eagerly wait for the promise. So there should be an anticipation, but you can't earn the promise. The promise was given. Now you got to eagerly wait for it. You can't earn your way in. You'll never have enough good works. I'll just say it this last time. Leave it alone. If you live till you're 80 and you count the amount of sins that you might have between the age of accountability, which could be, 10 to 40, it's probably different for every person, and you sin 15 times a day, including all internal thoughts, all internal everything, all external everything, you'll sin over 292,000 times in your life. 292,000 times. You don't have 292,000 good works. So just put that one away. Put that in your back pocket and go, never mind. Okay. Who did Paul's sister's son report to? Was it the centurion, the commander, or the Jews? And the answer is actually the commander. Unless you have a translation that says something different, then text me or call me, and I will give you the props for that. And I want to say thank you to Roger again, who said, I'm listening to the show and feel you could use a comedy writer. Okay, so we'll take our break there and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill. What is the David Spoon Experience?
So what Jesus said, whoever is not against you is for you. That's what he's talking about. They're a kingdom advancer. It's all good. Now watch this in Luke chapter 11, verse 20 through 23. If I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his estate, his possessions are secure. But when one stronger than he attacks and overpowers, he takes from him all his weapons, the armor and the weapons of the foot soldier that he trusted in, and he divides up his plunder. Anyone who is not with me is against me. And anyone who does not gather with me scatters. And you're thinking, but what about the other verse? Watch. Keeping it in context, this person is not for the kingdom of God. This person is neutral, not a kingdom advancer, not a person that's trying to advance the kingdom of God. And when you are not a kingdom advancer, then you are supporting the other kingdoms. You are either in for with through and by the kingdom of God or all the other kingdoms. There is no neutral. There is no, well, I'm gonna sit this one out. There is no sitting it out with God. You're either helping advance his kingdom or helping another kingdom advance. One of the two. So the guy that was casting out evil spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, he's advancing the kingdom of God. But the person who's not for Jesus is trying to be neutral and do nothing, that person's not advancing the kingdom of God. And that person who's not advancing the kingdom of God is therefore against the kingdom of God because there is no neutral. And you're thinking, well, no, there's got to be a neutral. Never heard the joke about the mugwump, huh? Never heard about the soldier that, you know, it was Confederate soldier and then a Union soldier had gray on the top and dark blue on the bottom. What'd they do? Shoot at them from both sides. That's what they did. In other words, there is none of that. That doesn't exist. You're either with Jesus in the advancement of his kingdom or you're not. And if you're not, then he considers that against. And you think, well, whoa, that is just rude. Tell it to Jesus. Tell him he's rude. Go ahead. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Not, hey, you know, in your life, you got all these things going on. You got to take care of work. I get it. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to pay this bill and do this and raise your kids. And somewhere in there, do me a favor. And every once in a while, kick it around and think about me and the kingdom. And that doesn't exist. That's not a reality check. The reality check is that you are either for the kingdom of God or opposed to the kingdom of God. And if you try to be neutral, you're opposed.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. So we have a challenge on the trivia question. What I need from Deb, because I think she only read the first half of the verse, is what translation you're using. Because the centurions are the one that took him to the commander. Okay. So I might have to give a little leeway on that and be nice about it because it does have the word centurion in part of the verse. So we'll just I'm open. I'm all right about that. I don't remember. Okay. Let's get to our next trivia question in the meantime. Here we go. What? And I'll have Deb send me your translation. I'll just make sure. What was the reason? Here's your trivia question. What was the reason for the mockery of Elisha? Was it obesity or baldness? Was it obesity or baldness? That is the question. That's the question. Either one. Neither one sounds great. What was the reason for the mockery of Elisha? Was it obesity or baldness? 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23 is where your answer is going to be. If you think you know, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email david@hemustincrease.org. So before we get to that, I want to help Deb out on this and that New Living Translation. It should say, Paul called for one of the Roman officers and said, take this young man to the commander. Now, the Roman officers could be centurions, but they eventually went to the commander. But I give her props for standing up and saying, it could be that way. So I'm okay with that. This one there won't be any question about, okay? All right. all right, so if you think you know, let's see, we do have somebody I think they know the answer. The answer is, the trivia question is, not the answer is, what was the reason for the mockery of Elisha? What was the reason they mocked him? Do we think we have an answer? Is somebody ready for that? Yep, okay. Send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Cordelia.
Hello, Cordelia. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. The Lord is so good.
Amen. Amen. It's wonderful to hear your voice. Love hearing from you.
Okay.
All right. You ready for this one?
I like hearing from you all, too.
Okay, here we go. What was the reason for the mockery of Elisha? Was it obesity or baldness?
It was Bonus.
That is correct, Amanda! That is 100% correct. And so, you know, there's people that say, well, you can't be bald. Actually, there's a group of people that think you can't be bald and be honorable by the Lord. It's like, have you read this book? You're just like, are you kidding? Are you serious? Not only that, but for me, I make myself bald. I don't like spending money on shampoo, so that's okay.
Excellent
job, Cordelia. Excellent.
You're welcome. And can I share a little testimony?
Sure, absolutely. Okay, yes, please.
Okay. First of all, I do want to thank you all for praying for my sister. And as I was praying for her and doing a lot of interceding, I had gone to the bank, and when I stepped outside, I saw a rock on the ground, and it was shaped into a heart. And I picked it up, and on the other side, it looked like it was wounded, and there was looked like a cut mark. And I thought, oh, this is like Joy has a wounded marriage. And the Lord had given me this rock as an encouragement that he's going to, you know, heal her wounded heart and all those who are being wounded in their marriage. So I just wanted to relate that. I have that heart still, like the rock of stone heart. And it's just so amazing. It's an amazing stone heart stone.
That's awesome. I mean, that is so cool. So do you still have that rock? Do you have it with you? Keep it with you?
I still do.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I need to take a picture of it and send it to you. It's really amazing.
You should do that. I'd love to see that.
It's a good confirmation. It really is.
I'd love that.
It's like a real, yeah. Anyway, just wanted to share that.
Great testimony, Cordelia. Take a picture and send me that. I'd love to see it.
Okay, great. Okay, you have a great day.
All right, you too.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. For those that don't know Cordelia and Joy are sisters. So just for those that are kind of newer going, what's the connection? That's the connection. Okay, so we got 5 minutes, but I still have to do history. Because you know why? You know why I have to do history? Because I wrote it. So, I mean, it just drives me batty. All right, go ahead and play the history.
Let's go live it in the past.
All right, now in keeping with it, and I did not know this till right now, but in keeping with the trivia question, the answer and everything, today is National Love Your Hair Day.
Do you love your hair, David?
Yeah, I love it a little shorter than this.
It's your just luscious little, hair?
It's my luscious. It just flows with the wind as my ears go against my head. All right, today is National Angel Food Cake Day. That's good. I like that. I'm all on board for that. 1948, on this day, Candid Camera debuted on ABC. I don't know if I should. Okay, 1979, Pac-Man arcade game is first released. That's a significant event, people. Significant. And then 1971, the London Bridge reopened in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, after being sold, taken apart, and shipped and rebuilt. 1971, Lake Havasu. I've been to Lake Havasu. You know, the only thing you're interested in Lake Havasu is the bridge. It's like, just keep going. Anyway, I lived in Arizona for 20 years. I'm going to say whatever I want. All right, that's the end of that. It's like, that's enough. Let's go back to the text, Galatians chapter 5, picking up at verse 6. Here we go. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, it makes no difference to God whether we are circumcised or not circumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were getting along so well. Who's interfered to hold you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God. Oh, boy. It's like, wow. Here's the thing. And when we get into the next week, and we're winding down on this, but we're getting into some serious territory. It's like, it's important to express your faith in actions of love. Now, people always hear the word love, and the world thinks of love, and love is love. No, it's not. Love is not love. No, love, it's how you feel. No, it's not. It's not how you feel. Love, agape love, is a decision to do, say, or be something for the betterment of somebody else. There's no feeling in it. Phileo is the feeling one. Agape love, real love, has nothing to do with that. Well, you can't change love. You better change some love because some people love sin. And if you love sin, God hates that. Well, what do you mean God hates? Have you read Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 17? Six things the Lord hates, yea, seven he does despise. I mean, there's many things God hates. No, no, hate, that's evil. No, no, your definition of hate is evil as well as your definition of love. God's definitions are fine. And so what we need to understand is to express our faith by love, by actually, caring and doing things on the behalf of others because, not because we feel it, but because we choose to make those decisions. Going back to that analogy on the kids, I can promise you as times when I woke up as a younger parent, there were many times I did not feel like taking care of the kids, which does not mean I did not take care of the kids. I just didn't feel like it. Hey, you know what? You do it anyway because you love them. That's the whole point. You were getting along so well, Paul said. Who's interfered with you to hold you back from the truth? It certainly isn't God. Wow. That's a really nice way of saying you're doing great. Who snuck in there and changed and rearranged your thinking? Because it wasn't God. Because the truth will always be the truth and it never changes. Cultures change, government change, people change, nations change, leaders change. All that stuff changes. The truth never changes. And so you don't have to worry about that variableness. That's why it says in God there's neither shadow nor variableness of turning. God doesn't change. He is faithful all the time. And all the time God is faithful. So what we should be doing is doing our best to express our faith by acts of agape love and not let anybody turn us away from the path that the Lord is directing us towards, which if you've noticed at any point, is helping us get closer and closer and closer to Jesus. That's the key. All right? Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22-and-a-half-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.